broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Thee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Thee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Jack, you got out of here on time. Damn proud of you,
you
brother.
You did good.
That happened once a year.
I know. I'm proud of you. And the reason we're really proud of you today is because we have a special guest on here today.
We sure do.
And it is a Hall of Fame sports writer from the Dayton Daily News, Mr. Hal McCoy. Hal, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing up there?
We are doing wonderful. Super. Joined here by my partner here, Harold Feely.
Hey, Bobby.
Hal, we got us a manager. What? Tell us a little bit about David Bell.
Well, David Bell comes from, of course, everybody knows, a great baseball stock. I mean, baseball is in his DNA. His grandfather was Gus Bell, who played for the Reds in the late 50s and early 60s before I covered the Reds. But I used to go to games with old sports editor Ritter Collette when he went to Reds games at Crosley Field. So I got to see Gus play. Then I started covering the Reds in 1973. And, of course, Buddy Bell played for the Reds for four seasons, got to know him very well. I compare Buddy Bell to Scott Rolen, just a total professional, respected the game, was a class act all the way, and a great baseball player and a great third baseman.
So what do you say to the critics? And I like David Bell hiring, but what do you say to the critics that the Reds needed to turn over a new leaf, to look outside the box, to get away from the old school Cincinnati? I mean, and there is some validity to that.
Well, a lot of those same people would have been happy if they hired Barry Larkin. And a lot of those people had no complaints when they hired Pete Rose as manager. So, you look at the person, not where he's from. And as I said, David Bell comes from great stock. He has done everything there is to do in baseball. He managed in the minors. He coached third base for the Chicago Cubs. He was bench coach for the St. Louis Cardinals. He was director of player development for the San Francisco Giants, hired by Brian Sabian, one of the top GMs in baseball. So that's a plus on his side. So he's done a little bit of everything, and he's served his time, and he loves Cincinnati and loves the Reds, and that's a plus on his side. I think the Reds hired the best man they had available. A lot of people wanted to hire Joe Girardi. Well, Joe backed out. He didn't want the job. And so Buddy was the last man standing. Brad Ausmus was in the final three, and he took the Angels' job. So the Reds were left with Buddy Bell, or David Bell. And Bell also interviewed with two or three other teams that he could have probably taken the Toronto job or the Texas job. But he chose Cincinnati, and I'm impressed with the guy. I think he's going to do a fine job. But that being said, until the Reds do something about their starting pitcher, John McGraw couldn't win with his team. So the manager doesn't really matter. Sparky Anderson wouldn't win with his team.
Well,
they got to address the starting pitching,
and that's where we'll go to next. When you look at the whole presser introduction, and Castellini gets on there and he talks about, we're getting pitching. I'm going after pitching. Pitching's our number one priority. How do you get a pitcher in there? How do you get a pitcher into Great American Ballpark?
You hit the nail right on the head. It's a very difficult situation. Now, the Reds say they're going to spend money, but they don't say how much money. And to get a top-shelf pitcher to come into Cincinnati to pitch for a last-place team and to pitch in Great American Ballpark where the ball flies to the moon, that's going to be a difficult situation. They're going to have to overpay. And that's a difficult thing to do. It probably would be better served by going out and trying to make a trade. But how many top shelf pitchers are available in a trade these days?
And what the Reds have to offer, is not a lot. I mean, when you think about, I mean, they have some young studs, but I think you got to keep those kids because, you know, like you say, our payroll, Boston Red Sox and the Dodgers, Dodgers have a $220 million payroll. Boston's 198. We ain't going to compete with that.
No, the Reds' payroll is about $100 million, which is about in the middle. But, you know, payroll isn't the whole thing. When you spend as much as the Dodgers and the Red Sox do, it does make a difference. I mean, I can't root for either team. I would hope they both lose because I just don't like teams going out and buying the World Series, which is what they're doing. I mean, the Dodgers have a team on the bench that would play for almost any other franchise.
Yeah, that's exactly.
But then you look at teams like Tampa Bay and Milwaukee. I mean, that's why I rooted so hard for Milwaukee because smallest market in baseball. They did it right. They developed players. They made some great trades. They signed some great free agents. So that's exactly what the Reds have to do. They can't make any mistakes. And the Brewers didn't make any mistakes. They did it right.
Yeah, that's a great point. And you know, like Yelich, he was everybody. I mean, the Reds could have made a play for him, but the Brewers, you're right. They made all the right moves, and they were fun to watch. And I think everybody in the Midwest was rooting for the Brewers. You talk about a guy like Billy Hamilton. First of all, let's go with Homer Bailey. What are we going to do with that? How are you going to?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't understand.
What can you do?
Yeah.
You talk about the Reds and their payroll. They're going to be paying him $23 million next year. And they just can't release him. They're going to have to pay him $23 million anyway because it's guaranteed. So they're going to just have to hope that those three surgeries, he finally gets over them. And hope he hasn't lost his confidence when he went 1-15 last year. Start over in spring training and hope he's healthy and hope he can contribute because there's not anything they can do with him. They can't trade him. Nobody's going to take him. They can't release him and eat that $23 million. So they just have to hope maybe they can stick him in the bullpen. I know he says he doesn't want to go to the bullpen, but what he says shouldn't matter. What the manager and the coaching staff says should go. And if they want him in the bullpen, that's where he should start to see if he can work his way through this.
I think that's why everybody has a problem with Homer's because he's not a team player. I mean, I don't know this for a fact, but he just refused to go to the bullpen, you know, and then after he said he ain't going to the bullpen, they put him on the DL. What kind of a teammate is that?
Well, he gets a bad rap along those lines. I know on the surface it does look bad when he does things like that. But Homer is one of my favorite people to talk to in the clubhouse. I go in there and talk to him all the time. He's a great guy to talk to, and he's a good mentor to the young player, to the young pitchers. He's had a lot to do with Cody Reed's improvement over the year. They kind of put Cody Reed next to Homer's locker, and Homer kind of took him under his wing and helped him. So he does help in that way, but he doesn't help himself by, you know, refusing to go to the bullpen. It does look like he's not a team player, but he just thinks he can't do it. Until you try, you don't know. John Smoltz did a pretty good job of it.
Yes, he did.
So what about Billy Hamilton? What do you do there? I mean, his contract's coming up, isn't he?
Yeah, getting back to what you said earlier about not trading the young players, I agree with that 100%. You can't trade Nick Senzel and Hunter Green and those guys that are coming up. But a guy like Billy Hamilton might be tradable. I think he probably needs new scenery. He keeps, instead of improving, he keeps regressing. He doesn't get on base, and his stolen bases are way down from when he first came up. Still a tremendous defensive player, no doubt about that, but he's a liability when he's in the lineup, and he's probably tradable, and the Reds might include him in a package. It might get a pitcher.
Yeah. You got let me ask you this, okay? So I'm 54 years old. And I cannot make it. No, and I cannot make it past the fifth inning of the World Series. Now you are. How about you? Did you make the whole game last night?
Well, I'm 79 years old, and unfortunately, I take a nap in the afternoon. Yeah, these postseason games are going.
Postseason games are going
4 hours, 4 hours and 15 minutes. But I write a blog on every game, so I have to stay up and watch. So yeah, I was here to the bitter end last night. And remember the 13 inning game with Milwaukee? Yeah, I was there. I was there at 2:30 watching that thing.
Well, hey, Hal, it seems like the Reds get all these young pitchers that have so much promise, and they never develop one that amounts to anything. And, you know, you see the kid from, you know, Colorado that you know, knocked everybody's socks off. And, you know, we have the Cody Reeds and the Robert Stevensons, and the list goes on and on.
That is the great mystery, and you know, if you and I could solve it, we'd be millionaires, because somebody would pay us big money, because I the last really good pitcher that the Reds developed is Tom Browning. How long ago is that?
Oh, wow.
Any other good pitcher that they've had that has come from another organization. And like you say, they tout these young arms that they have in the minors, and then they come up and they just can't do it. So has to be coaching somewhere along the way, and player development, because other teams seem to come up with these young studs who do well. And like I say, the Reds tout all these young pitchers, and like Robert Stevenson, and they come up and they can't get anybody out.
Can't throw strikes.
Yeah, can't throw strikes.
It's frustrating. And listen to Marty Brown announce it. He's about as frustrated as we are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's nobody more frustrated than I am either. I mean, I make that hour and a half ride back and forth to Cincinnati for every home game, and it just gets so frustrating to go down. And, you know, I wear out the L on my typewriter from using the word lost.
So are we going to see you down there again in 2019?
Yeah, I think so. You know, my wife wants me to try it, retire, and get away from it altogether, because she's a teacher. She's 15 years younger than I am, so she's just about ready to retire. She wants me to retire with her, but like I said, I'm like the Bell family. Baseball is in my blood, and writing is in my blood, and I don't know what I'd do with myself if I didn't have a laptop in front of me writing about the Reds.
As long as you're still having fun doing it, that's all that matters.
Yeah, it would be a whole lot more fun if they'd won a few games.
But that would help. You know,
it's still fun watching baseball, and it's still fun watching good teams come in and play. So, you know, there are some pluses.
So you said you came in 73, so you came in a pretty nice situation there. About 3 years later, 2 years later, you got some nice teams to write about.
Yep. Absolutely, and I was spoiled. I thought it would be that way all the time.
Should be that way. Also,
I was all the time in Cincinnati, but by the time 1982 rolled around, they lost 101 games. I saw the other end.
That's exactly right. Hey, Mr. McCoy, I appreciate you taking the time out to talk to us here at Fort Recovery Radio, and I can't tell you how honored we are to have you on, and you've always been very cordial, and every time I've called you, you've answered, and I just want to thank you enough for taking time out to talk to a couple morons up here on Fort Recovery and talk Reds baseball.
It's my pleasure, and you certainly aren't morons, and I'll never forget my trip a couple years ago up to Fort Laramie when I spoke there and sold some books. It was the best book appearance I had. I sold like 60 books, and I don't know, it looked like there were about 300 people in that auditorium.
Yeah, it was awesome. We had a great time up there.
And you gentlemen were there broadcasting and had
fun.
Me on the air, and it was a great trip. I appreciate all the people in Fort Recovery for showing up.
Well, thank you, Hal.
Thanks, Hal.
Well, go Reds, buddy.
Anytime, guys.
And we'll talk again soon. That's Hal McCoy.
All right.
Thanks, Hal.
Take care now.
That is Hal McCoy, the Hall of Famer from the Dayton Daily News and Cincinnati Reds. We're going to take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stoglin, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Ohio winters can be brutal, and keeping your home at an even comfortable temperature can be a challenge. But not for the company that's responsible for heating and cooling some of the largest buildings and industrial complexes in the world. Train. At Reasoner Energy, we are a certified Train dealer. Train can deliver a tough, real-world tested solution for any heating problem, even in Ohio. Train high-efficiency dual-fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. It's hard to stop a train. Call Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95. Or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Every boys basketball team is sponsoring a night at the races on Saturday, November 24th at the Legion. It's $20 to get into the event, and it'll be a fun-filled night with 12 horse races throughout the evening. Doors open at 6, with the first race at 7. There'll be food and drinks available, you can bet on the races, and you can actually own a horse for only $20, and you get to name your horse, or buy several horses. You can get the forms for buying a horse from any of the boys' high school players, or from Kate Judy, Teresa Leonards, or Gail Judy. Be sure to return your purchase forms in plenty of time before the horses are all sold. So come up with some clever horse names and buy your horses now before they're all gone. Name them after your kids. Name them after your favorite vacation place. Give them names with clever puns. Just keep it clean. Make your plans now to join the party. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it'll help out our boys' basketball team. A night at the races, Saturday evening, November 24th at the Legion.
We're back here, Sports Talk, with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, Jack Stogler, sitting around here. We got Kate Judy coming in here.
Yeah. Kate's we're going to learn about the horse races.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. We're going to buy horses.
Yep. Horse time.
Yeah. We're going. How about Hal McCoy taking time out of his busy schedule? Talk to us more.
How pretty cool is that? Think about that. A Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer.
Talking to you two guys.
Is that what you mean by that?
On purpose.
Ooh, hey, woo.
That's, yeah.
We're big hitters.
Heavy hitters. Huh?
We're the heavy hitters in Fort Recovery.
Kind of like you, Matt. I mean, he's sitting there probably hung up on David Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because Bubba's on the phone. Hey,
Dave, I got to talk to Bubba.
Yeah.
Fee.
Yeah.
Well, you got to know.
I'll be back.
This is big. This is big station, Spencer.
Okay. Yeah. It's worldwide.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
I know.
But he makes it great. I mean, he didn't say nothing that we didn't already know. But although he is a David Bell fan, and
yeah.
You know, when you read over what he just said or listen to what he said about his resume.
I mean, it's hard to think that the guy's not qualified.
He's got a lot of experience.
Yeah, he does. But people just want the Reds to turn over a new leaf. I think that, you know, we're so...
Well, you can't go 4 years in a row and lose 90 games every damn year. It just gets old.
We don't care about baseball after
the All-Star first. Break. It's unbelievable. Damn near the All-Star break. It's over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's last...
This
the
year,
start we had this last year was horrible. I mean, absolutely horrible.
It was.
You know, right before the All-Star break, the Reds went out and won like 10 out of 13, you know.
Yep, just kind of teased us.
And then they came out and lost their first seven right after the All-Star break.
That's exactly what happened.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And after the All-Star break, they had like a 12-game home streak and home stand, and they just lost every game.
Well, and then they traded Adam Duvall, you know, and then they lost 12 straight, and then it's all
adios.
I'm not thinking Adam Duvall was the reason they lost the 12 games.
Well, but I'm saying that it all happened at the same time.
Yeah, fine.
And there's that feeling of hopelessness.
The feeling of hopelessness.
Well,
kind of like we felt all weekend.
This weekend was a feeling of hopelessness. Oh my goodness! Every team I rooted for got.
My god! So we're all fired up. Friday we're going to Marion.
Yep.
And then pan out too good.
Not too good.
But you know what? I'm gonna say this, okay? In that game, we actually, and I don't look at the score, because we could not stop them.
Right.
But we did some things well, I thought, Friday night. I thought Smitty had one of his better second halves.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought he was tough in the pocket. He made good decisions. And I was kind of impressed with the way he handled himself there. And you know, they're just, you know, they pitch, you just can't stop
them. They're good.
They are really good.
Yeah.
And Coach Niekamp, you know, I gave him the option of, you don't need to come up and talk to him. And he wanted to come up and talk about the good things that our kids did that night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he won. If you haven't had a chance to listen to the games and archives, you can skip through most of it. Make sure you get the coach's comments at the end, because he was pretty happy with with the way the good things that we did. Wasn't happy with the score. A lot of things that didn't go right, but there were a number of really good things that he pointed out that he's very happy with.
What now? We got Versailles coming in Friday, and it's the last game, and it's our last game for their seniors, and it's a game that we really need to win.
Yeah,
not just to finish the season 4-6, but to get these guys.
Note.
Absolutely,
that's what we need. We need a positive note.
Yep.
Then.
Yep.
I mean, they've worked hard all year, and
yep.
And we have. I mean, we've talked about it a million times. We've had some bad breaks. I mean, you know, something goes an inch one way or another. All of a sudden, we're 5-5, or, you know, or we're 6-4, mm-hmm. and playing in the playoffs. But
we're 4 inches from beating Coldwater.
Exactly.
And Minster.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
It is. And then you're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, so. Yeah. It is. It was a tough, no luck this year. And then you lose those tough games, and then you run into St. Henry and Marion.
Right.
And, boys, that's good. Two good football teams. I mean, really, you can say whatever you want.
Yep. Yep.
St. Henry is for real.
Yeah, that's, I wasn't real sure about them going into that game, but ever since that game, they've been beasts.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you go to Marion, and of course Marion, and now we got Versailles, and Versailles is not, we, you know, they've had our number,
absolutely, and they're going to be, you know, they're in the same way. They're in a situation where they've had a bad season, they haven't had a very good season. They want to close on a good note too.
Yeah, that's right.
So it'd be good for the Indians to win one.
Yep. Friday so night. Folks, get out there Friday night and root on your Indians in the final game, and we say goodbye to the 9 seniors who were here last week, Harold. And what a great group!
None better. I tell you what, we talked to them, and a bunch of great kids. Absolute great kids. They worked hard for 4 years, and they've had a great resume. They've been in the playoffs for 3 years, and can't beat that.
No, let's get them a W and get them out of here, and applaud them and let them sing the fight song one last time.
One last time.
That's exactly right. And then on Saturday, I guess let's turn the clock back to the volleyball. The girls win the sectional. What was it? Last Thursday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Last Thursday. Congratulations to Coach Rogers on the sectional title against a good new Knoxville team.
Really good new Knoxville team. Ranked 15th in the state, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, we came out. We lost first game, but boy, they came back gangbusters and won the next three and got us a sectional title.
That's exactly right. And after that Versailles loss, we didn't know how they would react. And that was a let the air out of the old sail. And then we come to New Knoxville, and like you said, Harold, we lose that first game, and we're all thinking, oh, this is a carryover. We can't finish. Yep. And by golly, the girls stuck it together and
played
hats
well
off to Coach Rogers and the seniors to lead us, and we got ourselves a sectional title.
Yep.
And then we move on to Monday night's district meeting against the top four teams in the state of Ohio,
yep,
in Division IV. And it was some kind of atmosphere.
Wow. Just crazy. I mean, you had it. You talk about the four best teams in the state, everybody came to see them.
Yeah.
I mean, it was packed house. We got there lucky enough. We got to watch the last two games of the Marion St. Henry game. And it was just absolutely a great atmosphere of volleyball.
Yeah.
And two great teams going at it.
Yeah. I just, that first game, it was unbelievable to watch that game.
Mm.
You know, that was just some high caliber volleyball.
It was. You couldn't get a ball on the ground.
No.
I mean, they were smashing balls, and it was like, nope.
Yeah, that's right. It was funny because we walk in and we're standing there, and Diana Webker, Coach Webker, well, I guess it's not Webker now.
Yeah, I can't think of her name for some reason. I lost track.
And you know, when I'm talking to her, and she's saying, you know, it's something that St. Henry has that thing.
Yeah.
They have that thing that these girls will not lose. And she goes, I believe that. And this was when it was 12-8 or something.
Yeah.
And St. Henry comes up, takes lead, and I look over at her, and she gives me that little nod.
Yeah.
And
you're like, oh.
told you, man, they just have that it.
Yeah.
And I think that it factor is going to carry them to the district final against New Bremen.
Yep.
Coming up here on, I guess it's tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it'll be a great volleyball, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Fort Curry people go over to watch that because we got a lot of.
It's just one of them deals where it's a shame somebody has to lose. I mean,
it is,
and especially that early. I mean, those are four great teams that played Monday night, you know, and only one of them are going to come out of there. But I'm thinking the one that's coming out of there is going to be pretty tough to beat.
I think there's a lot of people who think the state title is coming up here Thursday night.
Oh, absolutely. I think so,
and
too.
And the state semifinals were Monday night, basically.
Yeah, that's right. And against New Bremen, Harold, we was just off.
Yeah, it just didn't seem like... every ball we hit was just, we just missed it. I mean, we just didn't have that intensity in it, and you can just tell. I mean, it was, they hit it perfect, and then we just couldn't get it to go down.
It was just a different. We just didn't play with that. We didn't pass the ball well. We didn't receive the ball well. And Chelsea and coach in the newspaper said the same thing. You know, we were just off. And in this level, you give credit to where credit's due, and you got to give it to New Bremen because they were the aggressors.
Yeah,
and they had us on our heels. And
you know, it was probably 2 weeks ago we played them up here at home, and I tell you what, Bob. I would have told you there is no way that team beats us.
I remember you saying that.
They're smaller than us. You know, I thought there is no way they're going to beat us. But, man, they came out. They played well. And we were off.
Jesus, the girls come in here and just open up shooting beers wide open. They got some issues. Perfect. What do you think, Jack? As he got one, too.
Yeah.
Well, this is a hell of a radio station you got here, Spencey. But anyway, hats off to the seniors on the volleyball team, and we had them up here, and they're great, just great girls, and they should be damn proud of the season they had.
Great season,
And, you know, there's probably a really good chance that they beat the defending state champions 2 years in a row.
Very good chance, I'd say.
And that's, I know it didn't make the pain any easier, you know.
No, it don't.
But we had a hell of a team, right? No doubt about it.
Yeah. And I think we are...
Pretty good core coming back, too.
Absolutely.
We'll be a great team next year.
Yeah.
Both volleyball and football.
Yeah, I agree. We got...
You know, and we're probably... That injury to the Judy, that hurt.
No question.
That hurt. We were dialed in. We were dialed in pretty good when she got hurt, you know. Went over to Marion. We were a little... screwed up there. We lost that. We didn't play very good there, but they got it back together and got it rolling again. And like you said, we had a little hiccup there for sales, but came back, got a sectional title, and played in probably the greatest district that'll ever be played.
Yeah, that's right. 1, 2, 3, and 4.
You can't get all four teams in the state any closer than that. That's tremendous.
No, that's exactly right. So anyway, we turn our attention now to, we got a fundraiser coming up here in November. And
big one.
And we got a couple ladies in here that's going to talk a little bit about it. And we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk to Kate and Teresa, and they're going to give us our... what we got to do and how much fun we're going to have and raise a lot of money for the basketball program. We'll be right back. But Sports Talk, Bub and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor Sales has compact tractors that are rugged, reliable, smooth, and smart. They're the new Workmaster compact tractors from New Holland. They tackle your tough chores from loading and mowing to rotary cutting and clearing snow. Plus, you get smooth, comfortable operation and great visibility. Best of all, Workmaster tractors go easy on your wallet, making them a very smart choice indeed. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today and see where the Workmaster compact tractors from New Holland.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you having a little car trouble? Or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery. This Friday will be the final football game of the year, and the Indians look to finish the season on a winning note as they host the Versailles Tigers on Senior Night. Our Wayne Street Market pregame show will start around 7:15. Get out to Baron Brugge Field on Friday and help cheer on our Indians on Senior Night for the last football game of the year. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Tickets for this Friday's Senior Night football game will be sold tomorrow from 7:45 a.m. to 9:45 a.m. at the middle school office, then from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, the football presale tickets will be available from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Be sure to get your tickets ahead of time and save yourself some money and some time on game night. Presale tickets are only $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the gate will be $7 for both adults and students.
Hey, we're back here Wednesday night, Bubba and Fee Sports Talk. We're getting ready to talk about a big fundraiser that Fort Recovery Boys Basketball Program is going to be.
First of all, I got text messages wide open.
We got some?
Yeah, wide open.
All right, that's what I like.
This is all Hal McCoy stuff.
Hal.
Yeah. Brad Evers. Great show, boys. That's a big-time guest. My dad always loved listening to Hal's stories. It's easy to see why. Great entertainment.
Yep.
Very good.
Yep. He's not only a great writer, he's
a good dude.
Great on the radio.
Yeah. Kim Wendell says Diana Kramer.
God. Oh, yep. Come on.
Yep. I just couldn't
think of it. We're about done.
So stupid. Dan,
we're losing, boy. We're losing everything.
Coach Colleague, not Coach Rogers. Just wanted to
Say that. You did that one.
Oh, I missed that.
Hey, it's Remy's birthday.
Hey, happy birthday.
All right. Remy. Jack made it through the escape room. We just found that out, too.
He got through. 10 seconds to go.
We are joined by a couple more Hall of Famers.
Yes.
I mean, it's Hall of Fame night.
This is Hall of Fame night. Big.
You need glasses, too?
Yes.
We have Kate, Judy, and Teresa Lawrence up here, and they're going to talk a little bit about the big fundraiser coming up, and it is Thanksgiving weekend, is that correct?
November
24th.
You guys are old hats up here because, you know, everything you guys
do. You do everything. They do everything.
They're unbelievable.
They're awesome.
They're unbelievable. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on the 24th and fill us in and how much money we need to bring.
Well, your money's unlimited. Whatever you want to bring
up.
Yeah. We're having a virtual horse racing night out at the Legion. The doors open at 6. Racing will start at 7. There'll be 12 races. You can go up and you can bid up to it's a $2 bet on whatever horse you want. And each game's kind of different. You know, they'll tell you what you're going for in each game. You can bet just to win. You can do a perfecta. You can do a trifecta on certain games, you know. So, they'll have that going on. And then depending on how much, you know, what the odds end up is how much you'll get back for betting. We're selling horses right now, trying to get rid of 100 horses. So you can be an owner of a horse. And then if your horse wins that race for the night and you double your money, you get $40 back and you get a trophy and you get a picture with us.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So you put me and Fiend Copy down for $100. Five horses.
Yeah.
We
need to get me some nice horse names.
We need horses. We got to name our horses.
You got to name your horse. Yeah. So, yeah.
You don't have Fee to
Flash.
Name your horses. You get to name your horses.
Yeah.
Fee Flash.
Fee Flash. That's good.
I'm only taking $5 out there because I'm going to start winning.
Are you going to buy a horse?
I'm buying one in every race.
Hello.
How many races are
12 races.
12.
Greenbelt had it last weekend, and they said that the winner averaged about $100. What their winning was on what they bid, just on bidding of the horses. So, I mean, that's average. I mean, of course, it depends on how many people bid, but they said they averaged about $100. So, that's not bad.
This is a good fundraiser.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be cash bar. There'll be 50-50. We're going to have the boys out there. It'll be a meet the team type night. You know.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. I think it'll be a great way to start the season and get people excited about basketball starting.
And I love the weekend.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be perfect.
Especially if Ohio State would happen to beat Michigan. But right now, they couldn't beat Fort Recovery.
Yeah, they couldn't beat it.
That's nasty. We'll talk about that afterwards.
Yeah, it's ugly, too.
So let's say I want to get involved and I want to buy some horses. Talk to us about who we see and who do we get hold of. And
Well, if you're at the football game Friday night,
okay.
Coach Bayshore and Teresa and I will be standing there selling horses. So, you know, bring
so it's
your,
$20. $20 to get a horse.
Yeah, right.
You get to name it.
Right. And then they bring the you know, the company that we've got hired in, they'll bring a caller. They'll bring a caller with them, and you know, he's a lot of fun. They do some funny stuff in between each race, and you know, they explain everything, you know, before they start.
So. Okay, so a group of people come and put this on.
There's two guys that come.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, one helps with the bidding and you know all that, and then another one is just basically announcing. You know, he's getting in the groove of the racing groove. So,
did anybody go down to the Greenville and watch any of that?
We freaking forgot.
Oops.
Like hey, we had nothing. Like this was what our Saturday was. We're remodeling a bathroom, and I'm like, I'll clean up, and then we'll go down to Greenville and go to Lowe's. You know, blah, blah. And then we get a text from Bayshore and Lynn saying they're at the Greenville one and it went great and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, why didn't you remind us we were going to Greenville anyway? Well, and then the power went out. So,
oh, yeah. That's know. Right.
But that should have given us a reason to go.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, so you guys got stuck with running this baby, or is it a group of people that's running this, the moms or the parents?
Yeah, it's the parents of the whole mm-hmm. high school team. So everybody's contributing.
So this is not a, you can buy them from the parents too.
Yep.
The horses, you can do anything.
Well, the horses, no. Well, I guess you could, but we could only sell 100. So we have to make sure that, you know, we don't sell over.
Right. We have a Facebook page started for the parents. Okay. So if you contact Tammy Heiser, who's got a boy playing, and say, I want a horse, Tammy can get a hold of us real quick and say, hey, write Bob Stogler down for a horse.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and then we would reserve one. So
if you're out there listening, you want to buy a horse for $20, if you text 419-852-9201.
Or 419-852-3599.
We would love to sell some horses to
you. Yeah, that'd be cool. We'll sell some
because we're trying to sell 100, and at $20 a shot, there's a little money to be made there.
Yeah,
and
we got about half to go yet. We got about 40-some sold.
40-some of them sold.
So let's go, folks. Let's shoot some text in here. Let's sell some horses tonight.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So you two have both have sons playing.
Yep.
And have been, it's kind of an exciting time for both you guys because the expectations are pretty high in the old basketball program this year.
Yep.
It's going to be fun.
I think it's
going to
be
fun. Oh, it's
going to
be fun.
I do, too. I'm fired up for basketball, both boys and girls.
Derek texted Coach Bayshore, I think, last week and told him he broke his arm playing football. Oh, geez. Wanted to know if he could return his shoes or not.
Oh, wow.
Don Kemper says a horse has to be named a horse with no name. So you think we can put Digger down for
Digger's down for one.
Come on, Big Daddy. Let's go.
Digger'll take one.
And you can buy more than one horse, too. So I just throw
there
that
you
out
go.
There are 10 races. There are going to be two auction races that we're going to offer. One's going to be at intermission type, whatever you call it, in the middle of the night. And then there's also going to be one at the end of the night. So then you can go together, like, with your table and buy a horse then for those auction races. But mm-hmm. a lot of times, like, the table you're sitting with will, you know, everybody will throw in $20 or whatever. And then, but you win, you know, time and half. So
whatever you take in for that race,
okay,
that's what you win. So if those races bring in $1,000 for all 10 of those horses,
that's what's in
you'll
that
win
pool.
$500.
Yeah, okay.
You got a shot at $500.
Yeah.
That's
something
neat. That's an
element.
Yeah, the horse with no name. Are they allowed to name it that?
Yeah.
Because I think
three words.
Yeah, has to be three words. That's four.
It has to be three words.
Yeah.
What if
I'm not for sure what the reasoning is.
What if the second word is with no?
We can make it one word.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
With no.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you smart?
I'm pretty smart.
Who sang a horse with no name? Neil, shut up.
Okay.
America?
Yes.
Yep.
Good job.
Good job, Fee.
Guy's pretty sharp, ain't he? Yeah. So does it cost anything to get in?
$20.
$20? It's $20 to get in.
Yep.
So
we're keeping it simple. $20 just about for everything.
For everything.
$20 to get in.
$20.
Beer, $20.
Couple or person?
You might get a bucket of that.
Now, if you decide to advertise, you can also advertise in our program. And if your company advertises in the program, he's already sent his money in.
I got my full base.
I'll be handing him two admission tickets. He'll get two tickets for
him and Kim or him and Bobby.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
So what do I need to do that?
Just let us know. I mean, kind of get a hold of Kate because Kate's in charge of the brochure. So
don't leave without me.
Okay.
Get that figured out.
All right. Sounds good.
We're selling stuff wide open.
All right.
Well, yeah, but we get Digger. I guarantee you.
Digger, no, he's going to buy one.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to buy one whether he knows it or not.
Yeah, he's listening, too, so he has no choice.
He's got to now.
Yeah.
Don't forget that the with no has to be one word.
With no.
With no. That's exactly right. We are going to take a break. It is 9:15 in studio tonight. Bubba and Fee presented by
Wayne Street Market.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hotspot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
Feeling hungry but don't want to make it yourself? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and they'll make it for you. They're now open every day. Whether it's their pizza, wings, salads, subs, or other sandwiches that you want, just let them do the work. And you don't want to miss their Friday lunch buffet with their famous pizza, wings, and salad bar from 11 to 1. Their Queen of Hearts drawing will be every Saturday afternoon at 3:30, so be sure to get out there and get your tickets for your chance to win. And now's the time to get your lanes reserved for birthday parties and other events. That's Miracle Lanes. Call them at 375-4274.
Forge Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forge, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forge Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forge Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 6th, and once again, the Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper. They'll be serving from 4 to 7 p.m., and carryouts will be available. The meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and drinks. You can just stop by for your all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper, or you can get tickets ahead of time from any Trinity Lutheran Church member or at Fort Fitness. Tickets are only $6, and for kids 10 and under, tickets are only $5, and all proceeds will go to their local Friends in Need Fund. Don't miss the Trinity Lutheran's annual Election Day all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper from 4 to 7 on Tuesday, November 6th. The Fort Recovery Local Schools will be hosting a Veterans Day program on Monday, November 12th in the elementary middle school auditoria. The program will begin with breakfast being served at 9 a.m. and closing remarks around 10:45 a.m. The program will consist of performances by the third grade class, along with some individual high school band and choir performances, as well as student speeches and a video production. All veterans, senior citizens, and their spouses are welcome to attend. Please call Sarah Mormon at the elementary school office at 375-2768 by Friday, November 2nd, and make your reservation so they'll know how many people to plan for. All veterans and senior citizens are invited to attend. If you know some local veterans and senior citizens, be sure to let them know about the Veterans Day program in the auditoria at the elementary school on Monday, November 12th from 9 to 10:45 a.m.
I can't hear you.
What? Harold Philly Bob Stogler.
What?
Kate, Judy, Teresa, Leonards. Congratulations. The seventh grade girls winning the MAC title.
Awesome.
Yeah. Good deal.
Yeah. It was very awesome. It was a stressful Saturday morning. But
was it?
Yeah, very. Yeah.
You won.
We did, but it took a little bit to get there.
Barn burner.
It was. Yeah. That's well, awesome. We lost the first match with St. Henry for the championship.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, crap. And I don't know. I've got a little bit of a competitive edge that, you know, I really wanted to
win
the thing, but also beat St. Henry.
Yeah. You know?
But came back. But the second girls, they played tough. They really did. They played all day. I mean, my starters pretty much played them most of the day, which, you know, I kind of hate. I had 19 girls, So trying to get, you know, playing time in, which I mean, I told them going in. Well, I asked them actually Thursday. I'm like, hey, girls, do you guys want to win tournament or do you want me to see how many girls I can get in?
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, no, we want to win. You know, it'd be nice to have that title. So I'm like, all right, so we'll try. So I did. I mean, I didn't play. I mean, I played, what, 12 girls, I think, throughout the whole morning. But so I hated that side of it. But the girls that did play, they played their heart out.
Well.
Yeah. Good. Against Mary in our second game, just to brag a little bit, is they had no missed serves through the entire match. Yeah.
That's pretty impressive in junior high.
Exactly. So I was very impressed. I mean, I stressed that so much during the season, you know, especially at seventh grade level, it's all about serving.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you can get a good serve over, you know, 9 out of 10 times.
You're going to get a point.
Exactly.
Now, so I'm pretty sure that our sixth grade girls is loaded as well.
I've got a sixth grader, so and we're just now working with club, and we're going to have probably close to the same numbers that we have with seventh grade.
Really?
I mean, we're probably going to have,
that's awesome.
Yeah, we'll probably be close to 17, 18, 19 girls go out next year.
I love that.
So, but I'm not for sure. We need to find somebody to donate to make our gym bigger in junior high, because we don't have enough space to have 40 girls in the gym at one time, you know?
Well, come on. You got to make it work.
We'll make it work, but it's tripping on top of each other. So, but yeah, it's great. I mean, the numbers are great. You know, it is hard, though. I mean, I feel bad for, you know, some of the girls that don't get as much playing time that deserve the playing time.
Yeah.
But, when you have 19 girls, it's hard.
Yeah, absolutely. So on Saturday night in November the 24th, we are going to meet out there. Doors open at?
6.
6 o'clock. We're going to feed them?
Yep. We're going to have food.
Oh, we haven't.
We're not real sure yet. It's going to be a sandwich of some sort and some snacks. And
one of the barbecues?
Maybe. We'll see.
Cooper turkey?
Maybe. Yeah.
There you go.
We're still working on all that.
Case of spam and 200 spoons?
Yummy dummy.
I'm not in on spam.
No, neither.
Although my mom could make it with a crunch on it, and I could eat that.
I never had it.
Crunch?
Good for you.
Spam?
What?
Good for you. She fried it?
Mom. I don't know what mom did. She fried it, I think.
Ugh. Never heard of it.
You don't like spam?
Oh, God, no.
Dad ate it. Twice a week.
My dad did too.
Yeah. He was a year out.
While he was eating sardines and other stuff that I was throwing out.
Love sardines. Bill eats sardines. No. That might explain a few things.
No, I don't. I'm not a sardine guy.
You're out?
Bad.
Yep.
So we're going to come out there. We're going to eat. We're going to have fun. We're going to have a cash bar. Mm-hmm. We are going to set this thing up. We're going to have, you need volunteers? You got plenty of help?
The boys are going to be there. They're going to be helping clear tables and move tables and whatever we need. So, and then the rest of us parents will do, you know, as far as taking beds.
Meet the team night too. That's perfect.
Yep. Yep.
So we'd like to sell, we'd like to get 300 or 400 people out there?
Oh, 300 people would be awesome.
Yeah,
we gave each boy 10 tickets to sell. So, I mean, we have 26, 27 boys in the program.
Should get her done then.
So we're hoping, you know, that everybody sold their tickets. So, I mean, right there, we're about guaranteed 250 people in the door. So, and we're hoping to be able to sell, you know, to others also.
A few more,
And you don't have to have a ticket. That's another thing I want to make sure. You can come out that night and just pay $20 at the door.
Right, you get in. Perfect.
So it's not like you have to have a ticket to get in. It just kind of gives us an idea of what to expect.
Yeah.
We'll be set up just like you're going to the horse races. You'll get a program when you come in, so you know what horses are there and who owns the horses. Your name will be under your horse. You know that. So if I wanted to bid on Bob Stogler's horse for this game, I could. You know, that type of thing. So.
It'll be a blast.
Yeah.
They're going to have, the guy's going to do all the odds then, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. They figured they've got
it. You know how they do that?
Computer. You put in, they just figure out how much they take in for each horse.
For each horse, and there it is.
It's kind of like the duck races at the Jubilee.
Yeah, it'd be about the same deal.
Yeah. So it got a computer program and throw in the number.
I'm sure he's a lot better.
He might be a little quicker.
You guys ever see the movie Sting?
Oh, yeah.
You ever see the Sting? When they got the fake tape, the guy's reading off the fake tape.
Yeah, yep.
That's one of the greatest movies ever.
Yes, it is.
A good movie.
Let's go and watch it. In or out.
I'm in.
We'll go.
Robert Redford.
He's reading off of what?
Paul Newman.
They're trying to set this guy up to make this big bet, okay? To try to take all his money.
Right.
And they're in there, and this guy's saying that they got set up, so this guy says, you got to bet this horse in this race. And this guy says, and he bets it. And they're fake, this fake call. He wins it. And he finally gave him to bet the big, like $1 million on a horse. And it loses. They take his $1 million. It was a great race. Yeah, it was neat. So this is the 24th, and it's a Saturday night. How about they have a DJ or anything like that, or do they do?
I think they do music in between.
Okay,
they'll do some Saturday Night Live stuff, you know, up on a big screen in between. You know, yeah. From what I understand, they keep you entertained.
The program is just the whole thing is awesome.
Yep. It'll probably last till about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and just depending on how long the auction races take, you know, that type of thing. So,
can we stay up at LA?
Oh, please. Well, depends on how Michigan-Ohio State game goes, probably, right?
If you were just sitting there, no, you wouldn't be able to stay awake.
You're
going to be screaming and yelling for horses.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be a great time.
You'll still be wound up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
And you know what's great about this now is that there's a new generation of people who is involved in our community.
Yep.
And the Booster Club. And when you look at that, the winning on the wall bash deal, and you see people like that are getting involved.
That's
in
pretty cool.
We're past it. We can support it, but it's time for these kids to take over.
You guys are old.
That hurt.
Our next guest.
Seriously, I mean, you guys put your time in. It is time to.
And when you see these younger kids and these people get involved, they just go wide open.
Great ideas, too. I mean, they come up with some ideas.
The winning on the wall bash thing,
that's
wow.
That's awesome. I think it's going to be a classic. Well, it's got everybody's, everybody's in uproar about it.
Yeah, and we're going to have them guys on next week, Spencey, the committee for the wow program. Yeah. They're going to talk a little bit about what's going on. And I see they had a thing now on Twitter where if you like and share their thing, that you can win a free $100 ticket.
Get a ticket.
Thanksgiving, I think it'll draw on Thanksgiving. Yeah. So whoever's in charge of this, and I don't know who they got to do it, it's outside the box, and
it's
love it.
It's got a chance of being neat.
And it's just like this thing coming up. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is going to be a blast.
So give us an update about what's going on, and tell everybody about the whole thing, and we'll recap this night. One of you two.
Go ahead.
Come on.
All right. Well, like we said, we start out at 6 o'clock, doors open. I'm assuming the races will probably start around 7. Food will be provided, so you'll come and eat. Cash bar, so continue drinking all night after the Ohio State-Michigan game. And then there's going to be 12 total races. 10 races that will already have the horses sold. There's 2 races that'll be auction races that will auction off the horses throughout the night. We already have 12 sponsors for each one of our races. So we already have that, accomplished. And then now we're just, like I said, we're in the midst of selling our 100 horses. And like we said, there's 10 horses per race. You get to name your horse. You get a, we did go, Coach Bayshore last night had a brilliant idea of asking coaches to do a coaches race. So we did come up with enough coaches that wanted to buy a horse. So we're doing a coaches race. So that'll bring a little bit of competitiveness against the sports.
Derek took 10 horses to school today, and Brad Evers wanted to buy one. We thought, well, let's get the staff up there to do it. And Derek took it into him. He said, I hear you want to buy a horse. He said, yeah. And Derek was kind of getting the stuff out. He goes, I'll just take care of this for you. I know who I want to be up against. So Brad's taking care of getting 10 horses.
10 horses. Perfect. Yeah,
that's awesome. Staff up there. Really awesome.
Don Kimber said, put him down. So he's in. So
we
in.
Need it. We need a horse. Kind of name.
Yeah. And he's got her spelled out too. So. Okay.
Does he have with no put together?
He has with no. Yep. So
with no is one word.
That's Digger's horses in.
And a horse is one word.
Digger's trigger.
Yeah.
Digger's trigger.
So the big
wasn't there a trigger horse?
Trigger.
Was that
Trigger?
That's Rory Rogers' horse.
Digger's trigger.
Digger should be trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Yeah, maybe that's what we need to do.
Yeah.
So the big push right now is to sell the horses because those names go in the brochure or the program that everybody
so you
get will
get. Made up.
So we can get it printed. Yeah. And we are leaving on vacation. So
where are you going?
Jamaica.
What?
Jamaica.
When?
Saturday.
Saturday?
You're going to Jamaica on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's good.
So we're going to be parenting. Gone for a week and then.
Good parenting.
Hey, season hasn't started yet, so we're good.
And football will be over after Friday night, so.
We're going out to eat, probably El Camino Saturday.
Jamaica, El Camino.
Yeah, I'm about to say. So if you want to buy a horse, how do you get a hold of Kate?
Facebook is a great way. My number, my cell number is 419-852-3399. Teresa's is 419-852-2512. So you can get a hold of either one of us. We'll be at the football game on Friday night, selling them. Look for us. We'll be walking through the crowd trying to push horses.
It's going
to
be fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun. Guys, thanks for stopping up.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
We're going to take a break, 9 o'clock. We're going to come back, talk Ohio State football. Ugh. Might as well just go off the air.
Yeah. Do they still have a team?
Hey, I'm not giving up on one loss.
No, me either, but that was a bad one.
Yeah, but you know what? After watching that kid with the kid, ripped my heart out.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd rather he was playing Michigan when they did that. But yeah,
good point. We'll be right back. Sports Talk.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 200 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height, and the easy servicing and comfortable cab. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery to see the New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders. They're designed for hard work and demanding conditions.
Hi, I'm Laura Wenning with A Simple Touch, and I'm here with Maria Burns, Lifestyles Beauty, and Krista Mullenkamp from Sunshine Boutique. We're here from the Fort Recovery Merchants to tell you about one of the events we do. There's a First Thursday coming up. What can you tell us about that?
On Thursday, November 1st, we'll be doing our first annual turkey drop at 8 p.m. Turkeys will be dropped from above into buckets in the parking lot between Sunshine Boutique and Amerigas. Tickets for these turkeys can be purchased if you want to win some goods.
So where do you get these tickets, and how much do they cost?
You can buy them at Tin Cupboard, Forget Me Nots, Sunshine Boutique, A Simple Touch, Fort Recovery Insurance, Lifestyles Beauty, Kelly's Shoes, Kelp's Pharmacy, Cooper's Farms, Ace Hardware. The tickets are one for $1 or six for $5.
So what kind of things can we win?
Well, the biggest prize is the 50-50 raffle. We're trying to sell 1,000 tickets, so you can do the math there. Cooper Farms is also donating turkey rolls, and local merchants are donating either gift certificates from their stores or other items from their stores.
What else will be going on downtown that night?
Come on down to Shop the Fort, eat, drink some pop, and have a few beers. We will also have some surprise entertainment for you.
A big thank you to Cooper Farms and the Southwest Mercer Fire Department for their help with the first annual turkey drop on Thursday evening, November 1st, from 5 to 8 in downtown Fort Recovery during our first Thursday in the fort. Get your tickets early for the turkey drop at your local merchants.
Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 6th, and once again, the Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper. They'll be serving from 4 to 7 p.m., and carryouts will be available. The meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and drinks. You can just stop by for your all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper, or you can get tickets ahead of time from any Trinity Lutheran Church member or at Fort Fitness. Tickets are only $6, and for kids 10 and under, tickets are only $5, and all proceeds will go to their local Friends in Need Fund. Don't miss the Trinity Lutheran's annual Election Day all-you-can-eat spaghetti supper from 4 to 7 on Tuesday, November 6th.
See you guys.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hey, girls.
Thanks.
Thanks,
guys, for coming in. We're back here, Sports Talk. You know, you kind of threw with we're talking there, brother.
Well, sorry.
Pressure.
How about the little kids that Marion used to go and knock out the other night?
Well.
Don't mess with our cords.
As Mr. Hobbs said, well, we were off the air for a little bit there when the kids were hanging on the power cord. And he said, well, he followed it with not really. He said, Neil's back there really giving those kids a working over. He said, not really, but they did get a finger in their nose. I can tell you that. No obscenities, but
no,
not out loud.
They knew you meant business.
Yeah, they did.
And they didn't really touch it anymore, did they?
Yes, they did.
Oh, they did?
Maybe not the same ones, but over and over. There's
too much fun.
I bet at least a dozen times that I had to scream at them.
Well, it's unbelievable how many kids run around there.
Yeah.
I don't know how it is at Fort Recovery.
I can't. I don't ever see our kids, but I don't get over on the other side. You know, maybe they do run around over there. I talked to several people from Marion. They said,
I think all the branches come and say, go over to the Fort Recovery side. Run around
the boys. They don't have any place for them to sit. They got a place for the high school kids in the end zone.
Yeah.
They don't have a place for the younger kids, and they all hang around together. And I don't know. They like our side. Well, and they didn't. A lot of the parents don't like that.
Yeah.
But that is how it is.
Yep.
It is how it is. That's exactly right. Boston 1, Dodgers nothing. Bottom of 2. Bottom of 3. 1-0.
Go Red Sox.
I think I'm rooting for the Red Sox. You know why?
Because the Reds were always the Dodgers.
Nope.
Well, that's me.
Because last night in the sixth inning, all you could hear was the crowd chant, Yankees suck. How great is that?
That is funny.
They're playing the Dodgers in the World Series, and all you hear, Yankees suck. I mean, it is funny. It is just great.
That's about like when somebody goes to the state finals or something, there everybody's chanting the MAC.
Yeah.
Except that.
Yeah.
I like it. Because I don't like the Yankees.
New Bremen makes playoffs, right?
I thought that's what Box said last night.
Yeah,
you know, they were in.
I didn't get a chance to look. Oh, that paper will be coming out tomorrow.
If they win, they're in for sure. If they lose, a couple crazy things got to happen for them to stay out.
Who are they playing? I don't have that.
They play Minster.
Oh, okay. Minster, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, that'll be a toughie.
A bit toughie.
Mm-hmm.
But they can do it.
Well, they're going to play maybe who they have to beat to get the dang state. Wouldn't surprise me, any.
Well, they got to play.
Yeah.
They would be 8 seed. They'll play number 1 seed, who's going to be Fort Army, I think.
Fort Army?
Yeah.
I would.
It looks like Sidney Lehman's going to make it.
Are they really?
Yep.
That's unbelievable.
And I guess Valley View is. They didn't have a great record.
Valley View's going to make the playoffs?
Well, I don't know.
Oh.
So I heard somebody say they would if something happened, but I didn't hear all of that. All the rest of it, because it didn't make any difference to us anymore. But
we're loving a beer nuts tonight.
Awesome. Yep.
I made those myself.
For listeners.
You think they can hear us chewing?
Oh, yeah.
If you can hear us chewing, she's ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding. You probably already have several. Yeah, Valley View's only, I didn't get the thing updated. I only have them at 4-4, but they're 5-4 right now. They're probably 6-4.
So you think they can make it?
Well, I
think they got a tough game this week. Don't they close with it?
They're at Lima Perry.
Oh, that's not done. Perry's no good, are they?
Well, they're decent, but Valley View should beat them.
Valley View is not at Lima Perry.
Yeah. Okay.
They must be playing at league, don't they?
Yeah. Let me look and see here.
No, Lima Perry.
You're right. You're right. That's Lehman.
Yeah, Lehman.
Sorry. Let me get down here and look at it here. They're at Brookville.
There you go.
There you go.
Sorry.
The Brookville
Brookers.
No,
I don't know.
Come on, let's go.
Don't know.
Cody scrimmaged them. I should know that.
Yeah, let's go.
The Brookville Cougars.
No, Red Devils.
The Red Devils.
Are they Red Devils?
I have no idea.
Richmond Red Devils.
I was thinking, somebody know who. It's either Brookville. I think it's the Devils. Blue Devils.
The Blue Devils. No, they were white and blue.
The Devils.
The Devil.
Just like the Fort Recovery. What are we? Bricks.
The Bricks.
What?
We say we gotta get rid of the Indians.
Oh yeah, we gotta get rid of Indians.
The Brick Streets.
So Somebody sent me a text of what they wanted us to name it.
Are you allowed to say it out loud?
Yeah, but I can't. I'm going to have to look back. But I was laughing. Flies.
Or Gary Flies.
Yeah, I think it might have been Blockburger.
Or Recovery Poultry Flies.
Yeah.
That's funny.
There is a lot of it. Yeah, there is. Well, Saturday night, Fee, he's all fired up. You had a wedding. Yep. A beautiful wedding.
Great wedding.
Beauty. You look good out there again,
clean.
Buddy.
Yep, clean.
You was clean.
Yep.
Kickoff. Yeah. Got a good belly. Got a belly full. Had a nice meal. Mm. Thank you, Eric.
Yep.
Eric, Judy, and Michelle.
Michelle.
Filled my belly up.
Yep. Food was good.
Then we go down to watch the old game.
Ooh, then the food came back up.
And that's exactly right.
It's bad.
They just got smoked. Got dominated.
Unbelievable. I couldn't believe it.
You know, was it last year when we went to Indianapolis and we got Iowa beat the crap out of us? This was so much of the exact same thing. It was unbelievable.
It was. Fine. Or is it Feinstein?
Mm-hmm.
He just laughs at it. He does. Urban Meyer does this every year.
He hates Urban Meyer.
Yeah. Lays an egg.
Are you? Buckeyes don't play this week, right?
I don't think so.
They got Nebraska next Saturday at noon.
It's the next Saturday, yep.
They might get beat.
At home?
Not against Nebraska.
Huh?
Not, they won't lose to Nebraska.
What's happening?
What's so special about Jackson, North Carolina?
Don't know what happened here.
Jackson, North Carolina.
It's one of the highest birth rates in America.
I got a big birth rate.
Neil, something's happening.
Yep. Not anymore.
What'd you hit the wrong button?
Well, I was looking at Valley View's schedule and something started...
North Carolina.
Started coming up. Something started playing, so...
What else we talk about? Buckeyes sucking.
Buckeyes suck.
Can't run it.
No.
Absolute red zone, they're screwed.
No, they're done.
How can you not run it? You got Weber and you got...
Dobbs.
No line.
Dobbs. I don't get it.
Dobbins.
Ugh. Them guys ran for 1,000 yards each in the last 2 years.
Exactly.
But they couldn't get... The line wasn't making holes for them.
Although, was it last week we played Minnesota?
Yep.
And that Prince... I've never seen a guy get annihilated like that.
Yeah, he had a bad game.
Poor guy had a bad game.
Bad game. Don Kemper, the Brookville Blue Devils.
The Blue Devils.
I think you said Red Devils, didn't you?
I said blue after I remembered it.
He got it back.
Okay.
Don Kemper, still listen.
Yes.
We have a listener.
Wonder why. He's coming over. He's going to come over and do a show.
He has a referee's class till October the 40th or something.
October 40th.
Yeah.
We're going in overtime in October.
I think it's a lie. I think he just don't want to call.
Well, he said the 40th.
We have the Hastings hotline. All he'd have to do is call that number at 419-516-0702. He never does that.
Nope.
He hates Fort Recovery Radio because of Neil.
I don't think he does. Well, maybe because I think he just hates me. I don't think he hates radio stuff.
But Wayne Street Market come through again today.
Cheese and crackers. Awesome.
The Swiss cheese, I'm out.
You don't like Swiss cheese?
No, I'm out on that.
Okay.
Turning really bright. Right color.
It's just a different color. Neil, you look at it.
Is it lemon cheese?
lemon cheese?
It's like yellow to me.
Okay. Kind of is yellow, but
no,
it's not orange, but kind of yellow. It's
funny stuff.
I would say Colby is orange.
Colby?
Digger says there's no hate, boys.
No hate.
No hate here. Yeah. We forgive you. We know you're busy. Need to come ish.
Digger, he made a run over to Purdue. That was probably...
Yeah, how'd that work out for you there, Don?
Wasn't too bad.
First of all, I got a wind out. How windy was it?
A little bit.
Unbelievable.
Was you scared, Spencer?
Scared about what?
The wind Saturday?
No, I was scared about the wind Friday. At the football game because we were outside.
You should have used where I stood in that shed.
And how would we have seen the other?
Just make it up. Nobody knows. Oh,
well, okay.
Touchdown.
Haven't thought about that.
How come they don't ask Fort Carver Radio, WSN, to do the simulcast?
Because it's a homer.
Homer.
For homers. They don't like that.
Huh.
I've talked to them about that.
Did they ever have you ever asked?
I didn't ask, but somebody said something while I was standing there, and he said, "No, we've listened to it, and it's outstanding." But
oh, I'll bet they said that.
Well, no, he did. He did say that with Joe and Jeff. It is outstanding, but it's a little biased for us. Is what is almost exactly word for word what they said. A little biased for us. We can't do that because they get sponsors from usually both schools, and then
so you know, I'm not announcing about it. The basketball games this year.
No, we
when they come up and say, could you announce this for me?
No, we ain't doing it. We ain't doing Press Pro. We're out on them guys.
Nope.
Why not?
I'm out.
Why?
Yeah, I'm out.
But you haven't given me a reason. Why?
Sonny Barnhorse or what's his name?
Yeah, I don't know who it is.
Sonny somebody.
Oh, well, until you said it, until you said the wrong name.
Sonny Abrams.
No.
Sonny Folks.
Folks.
Yep. Bono.
Sonny Bono. I got you, babe.
Yes, I do.
Sonny Bolt. Folks. Sonny Folks.
He don't like us.
He loves baseball.
He likes Jerry Kalb.
He likes Jerry. Okay.
He don't like Harold Feeley.
No. Don't know Harold Feeley.
Hey, that's no clue who you are.
No clue who
I bet he'd like you if you ever invited him on your show.
He's got open door. We have an open door posse here for Canadian Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Okay.
Hal McCoy, he comes through in the clutch.
Yep.
You know how many people died to interview that guy?
First of all, that's what Digger. Digger's been saying he's going to get us Jim Lachey to talk, call in.
Digger's a liar.
He's got to come over and
he's
get
a big
done.
Liar.
I don't think he's a liar. He might have been mistaken, but I don't think he'd lie.
Liar,
to us.
Liar.
I don't think so.
Huh?
He might have been mistaken. He might have exaggerated what he could do, but I don't think he
Here's what we got to do. Okay.
What are we going to do?
We got to get a big namer on here.
Yep.
A Hal McCoy.
Got bigger.
We're going big?
Yep.
Wow.
Here's what we got to do. We got to reach out to him, say we're a podunk, a couple morons that do it.
We'd love to.
We have a listener of 25 people, and we want you to come on. And I think we get somebody. And I think we get Donald Trump.
Trumping.
Okay.
Trump's coming in.
Oh, wow.
Huh? Tonight, he's always on his phone.
Tonight on sports.
Oh, my God.
Donald Trump's going to...
Weigh
in on the Euphoric Recovery St. Henry game this week.
You think he has 50 million Twitter followers?
That's unbelievable.
And I would guess like 18 million of them like him.
Yeah, that's all right.
What was the deal on all the bombs today?
Well, that's not good.
You can't do that. Come on, America.
No, that's not good.
Can't do that. Dow's down 600 points.
Oops. Yeah. I'm going to have to go back to work.
We're going
to
work. We're going to work till we're 80.
Yep. 85. Two more years. I'm going to hang her up.
I'm hoping to. Hoping to work till I'm 80.
Kim Wendell text in.
Kimmy?
I think Kaya's having an unbelievable year.
All right, I think they're tremendous, ain't they?
I ain't too sure they ain't the number one team in the nation.
I think you might be right.
Sam said we realized Sam thought Hal McCoy was in studio.
Oh, well, our sound quality was still better than WCSM's because they do all theirs with phone. Mm. I don't know why they do that because it wouldn't be real hard to do it on the internet.
Dan Smith says, tell Hal, Bell, worst pick Reds could make. Too close to Cincinnati. Need outsider looking in. Glass full, half full type guy.
Mm.
But my tweet of the whole time has to go to this guy right here, okay?
What we got?
This is one of my all-time great tweets that I wish I could have shared, but I just couldn't. I think I could have, but I think I would have got third off Mac Online or Fort Cover Radio.
Hmm.
It is. You ready for this, Spencer?
I don't know.
I'm tired of bark in the park. Nobody wants their freaking dog slobber, dog crap, and dog pee all over the place. What do you think of that, Al?
That'd be a great question.
Now, that would have been a great question to
end
on.
Yes, it would.
I mean,
keep them dogs out of the park.
Oh, man.
We have some loyal listeners, I'll tell you that. They all think the way we do, too.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got to ask some kind of questions.
Yeah, I guess.
They get all the idiot questions on WLW.
Yep.
Right? We got. I mean, we're going to ask outside the box questions.
Yeah, dude, crazy questions.
I agree with you. What else going on? You gonna walk in by the aisle this weekend?
No, I'm done.
You're out.
Cried out.
Now we did get to see Scott, Judy, and Renee.
Yeah,
and it's great to see them. And Scott, Judy says you should have a business.
Yep. Yeah, we talked about that.
Scott, he said, Fee should start a business of if you need a walk down the aisle.
He said, you know, there's got to be a lot of girls out there. We're looking for somebody to walk up the aisle.
Yeah, and you do it with class.
It's an app. He said, you got to have an app. I said, yeah, we got to do that.
Another outside the box answer.
Yeah.
So we're going to put that out on the Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Hey, bye, Logan.
Yep. Yeah. When are we going to be on Facebook Live again?
Okay.
We're not allowed. You threw us out last time.
Well, no. Well, I didn't throw us out, but I made the mistake of playing some copyrighted music that they wouldn't allow on, so.
Can't rock and roll.
Nope.
That's stupid, ain't it?
Well, if you're one of the artists, maybe it isn't, but.
We did have the opportunity, Mr. Feely, to talk to a couple of great Fort Recovery girl volleyball players that are having an unbelievable season at St. Francis University.
Yeah, we did.
And man, root for them girls, huh?
Oh, my gosh. Yep. Two of the best. Cassie's senior, right?
Cassidy's the senior. And the final game is Friday night. Cassidy Grammel.
Yep. Final game is regular season. I think they're at the tournament, right?
Yep. Right. And then Kendra Seifing.
Kendra is a junior.
Yep. She's junior or sophomore?
I was thinking she's a sophomore, but I could definitely be wrong.
Down there, and then I think she's already played 1 year at St. Francis, I think. I'm thinking this is her second year at St. Francis.
I think you're right. She went to Ohio Dominican.
Yeah, she went to Ohio Dominican for one.
Good. I'm telling you, the guy, Fee don't miss nothing. Mm. Mm-hmm. You hear that, Spencey?
Yes.
Put that on soundbite.
Everybody knows that.
Fee don't miss nothing. So anyway, they play Friday night. So
yep.
So we have promised them girls that we're going to come up and watch a game.
We do need to watch a game.
And our hands are tied. Do we go up there and watch them the last game of their career?
Yep.
Or come to Fort Recovery? So we're debating what to do there, and we're going to try like hell to get up there and watch that game. And they're having
a great season.
They are. And we'll listen to Fort Recovery Radio the whole time up, so it would go fast. But we're going to weigh our options.
Yep.
That's what we do.
That's what we got to do.
Your wife is out. She's going to Muncie shopping.
She's shopping all day.
On Friday.
Yeah.
Doesn't she work? I thought she had a job.
Half a day off. She got a day. Half a day off. She's going to shop.
Skipping school.
That's what I'd do.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yep.
You can do that anytime you want. I'm thinking about going 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
4 days a week.
Should be.
That'd be half of what you're working now.
Thank you. I'm 8 days a week.
Yep. Well, I think you're
being the Beatles.
The Beatles.
I think you're basically at least accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right?
Thank you, Neil. You're exactly right.
Come on.
When we move in the studio, what's going on?
It's up to Chuck.
Chuck.
Chuck sucks.
Chuck won't come in.
Okay.
Huh?
He won't come in. Can't see him.
How come he don't come in? Are you guys fighting?
He's married.
He's baby making.
He is, ain't he?
He might be baby baby.
Yeah, good for him. Make him up.
Yep.
I'd like to see a lot of little Chuckies.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh Chuck yeah.
Chuck and Courtney, they're gonna have some pretty good
great
kids.
Sound systems around that.
Gotta be some great kids out of that.
There will be. That's a can't miss.
I hope there's a dozen.
And you can bet ornery.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all you gotta do is pick Grandpa there.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, I think Dan won't spoil him though.
No, I don't think so either.
Not too much.
And they won't teach them any tricks or anything.
No bad tricks.
So we just want to give a shout out to the girls volleyball program. We loved watching them this year.
We did. So much fun. I tell you what, competitive. Like you said, we've seen some high class volleyball this year. I mean, when you got, what do you got, five teams in the top 15 in the state?
Yep.
Right.
Playing each other every week.
Yep.
Man, oh man, you get to watch some good volleyball. And the teams that aren't ranked up that high are still good volleyball teams.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We found that out of ourselves.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
And a shout out to the seniors on that team, the four seniors, Maggie,
yep.
Rammel. I'm going to get them all here. Hannah Knapke.
Maddie.
Maddie Rammel.
Yeah.
Maddie Rammel.
Cassidy Martin. And our last but not least is. Come on, don't do that to
Garkey.
Me. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Brooke
Garkey. And,
yep.
And them girls have been a lot of fun to watch, and we want to thank them for their...
Yeah, absolutely. Dedicated a lot of time, Forrest.
Oh, they're good.
And we enjoyed
those
it.
Are four... Well, even if they weren't great volleyball players, those are four outstanding
great
people.
Girls.
Yep, and then Friday night, we say goodbye to our seniors. And
nine good boys there.
Absolutely, and we wish them luck. And let's finish on a high note. Yeah, these guys deserve to finish on a high note.
Absolutely. Let's get a W.
They battled all year,
yep.
And I'm telling you, they've done nothing but make us proud.
Yep.
And we're with them through thick and thin. And Coach Niekamp and the boys, and let's give them hell Friday night versus Versailles.
Get a big crowd out there.
Game will be on Fort Recovery Radio if you can't make it. I think the weather kind of sounds a little showery. Is that correct on Friday?
Not sure, but we're going to be inside. So
yeah, hey, that's right.
That's good.
That's exactly about time we get inside, ain't it?
Yeah.
God, killing us.
They're freezing you. Trying to kill you.
When WOSN starts doing a bunch of our games, the only reason they did our game last week wasn't because of us. That's only the second game they've done in Marion's all year.
Is that right?
Yeah, and that's our fourth game. So,
and just like Jack said goodbye as a semi made the turn, we say goodbye as a big semi makes the turn.
Big turn.
Up here on the corner. We want to thank everybody for listening. Our great guests, Kate and Therese, for coming up here, and we appreciate them guys taking the time out.
Hall of Famer, Hal McCoy.
Absolutely, and Hal McCoy. And Spencey, good job again tonight, buddy.
Next week. What we got, Bob? We
got WOW.
We got WOW coming in.
Yeah.
This is really going to be neat.
It is.
That is. That
it's
really is.
It's going to be neat, and you got to listen to this. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And then the following week, we're going to get Coach Patch up here to talk girls basketball, because they get the balls out Friday.
They're getting them out Friday. That's
yeah, nice. Think about that. That's it is basketball season. I cannot wait, folks.
Round ball time.
Yep.
I want to thank everybody for listening. We want to thank our sponsor, Wayne Street Market, for making it all possible.
We'll be back next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
The Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.